Injury wise, John Carlson, we do expect to have him back on Wednesday. He's going to see a doctor today, but we're expecting positive news regarding John. So it'll be good to have him back. Percy did an MRI, found out that he does have an ankle sprain, no fracture or anything like that. He'll probably be day to day throughout the week. We're hoping to have him on Sunday, but it's too early to tell. LaTroy Guyon has turf toe, so we'll have to keep an eye on how he does as the week goes on as well. But LaTroy and Percy are probably the two guys that are most in jeopardy of playing this weekend. As I mentioned, we do expect to get John back. Other than that, we came out pretty good health-wise. The game itself, after watching the tape and going through it, you know, disappointed in a lot of ways. Thought we'd play much better in a lot of areas. Really pleased with the production by Adrian and our offensive line, opening up holes along with our tight ends. Did a great job of blocking. That was a good run defense that we faced yesterday, and to see Adrian have the type of day that he had, you know, very, very impressive. The downside of it, we weren't able to balance out a great rushing day with a more potent passing attack. We struggle in the passing game. We struggle a couple games here now, and we know in order for us to achieve our goals as a team, we've got to create some balance on offense and take advantage of our ability to run the football as well as we can. So that's what we'll be striving for this week in practice. We know that that's imperative to get that corrected and get it going. Defensively, our run defense is not even doesn't resemble the type of run defense we're capable of playing, and we got to, you know, go back to the drawing board and come up with some ways to defend the run better than what we're doing. And we've got to look at some things and try to get some things corrected, and really almost start from square one when it comes to our rush defense. It's not up to par by any means, and you know, fortunate for us, our special teams did a good job in a lot of areas. They have a good return, and our special teams held up well. And Blair did a great job as well, and Chris was improved also. But, you know, our play obviously wasn't good enough to win on the road. When you turn the ball over and you play the type of run defense we played and you don't create any balance on offense throwing the football on the road, you know, you're in for a tough day, and it turned out to be that way for us.
Last week you talked about guys getting out of their gaps as part of the problem with the run defense, but this didn't look more like it was missed tackles and just physically getting beaten?
We had some missed tackles, for sure, and we had some occasions where we still were not where we needed to be sometimes in some of our fronts. And, you know, don't want to keep coming back on Mondays and talking about our run defense, so we got to figure it out. But yeah, we had a combination of things that are creating some problems for us.
You feel like your defensive tackles were getting pushed back?
There were some times, in particular in that 4 minute situation when they had the ball, I think with maybe 5 minutes and something to go, and we couldn't get the push that we needed on defense to get off the field when we knew they were going to run the ball, and that's a demoralizing time when that happens. And you know, we've got to do better.
There's going to be a lot of negativity surrounding the team this week. How do you think they'll handle it, and how will you address that with the team?
You know, when I talk with them this afternoon, Joe, I just remind them of where we are in the season. There's nothing declared at this point of the season. There's a lot of football to be played. You know, there are teams that will go through bumps in the road along the way. Some have already experienced some of that and been able to bounce back. And, you know, we hit a little bit of adversity here, but it's nothing that we can't overcome. We just got to do a good job of internally looking at ourselves, both as a coaching staff and as players, and get things figured out. You know, we are really still in control of our own destiny. We have an opportunity playing at home this weekend, Joe, where we can right the ship if we approach this week the right way in practice and in our preparation. So the sky's not falling. There are some things that we have to get fixed for sure to get things going back in the right direction. And when we were playing tough, smart, aggressive football early on, we got to get back to that, playing, you know, physical ball and playing smart. But there's time.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. As you're evaluating the passing attack today, what factors are you weighing in terms of protection, Christian's performance, receivers getting open? How are you scaling all of those as to why it hasn't been able to produce?
Ryan, that's kind of the way we approached this morning when we were talking about it. And we'll go into more detail today and tomorrow with our coaches and with our players as well. But we were looking at both protection as well as what we're doing route-wise and also what we're doing schematically when people are lining up and, you know, playing press coverage outside and single high safeties. Just some of the things that we're doing schematically and what we have to do to uncover our wide receivers. Also, what we're asking our quarterback to do when we're getting that type of coverage from teams that are so bent on stopping the run. So we got to peel it back a little bit and figure out what we need to do to take advantage of what we're going to see probably for a while until we show we can consistently complete passes.
Do you see problems with route running at this point? You mentioned that might be a problem after yesterday's game.
There's some things we got to look at. Some of the things we're asking our guys to do route-wise as well as are we putting them in the best position to be successful? And are we doing a good enough job protecting with some of the things we're asking them to do? So,
with Christian, where confidence-wise, it might help you to take him out for a period, just to take so he can take a step back. I'm not saying a permanent benching, but basically his confidence seems to be going down, and it's almost like he could use a different view of things. Is there any thought to that? Just trying to get him out of there for a while so he can take a breath.
No, Judd, I really haven't thought about pulling him from a game or taking him out for a series or anything like that. We do some things preparation-wise during the course of the week to prepare him for just about every situation that he sees, and then he just comes back to our being able to execute when we're put in certain situations. But no thought has gone into pulling him to be able to stand back and take a look at things.
Does he seem like the same guy to you confidence-wise when you talk to him at this point as you did earlier in the season?
Yeah, in our verbal communications, yes. I mean, he seems confident about what he's asked to do and what he's capable of getting done. It's just a matter of, getting it done on the field now. But in our conversations, he does seem confident.
You mentioned looking at schemes. How much of a factor do you think that is? Just because it seems like that bubble screen that you guys were so successful with early on is kind of getting covered up quite often now.
And that's part of it, Tim, just being able to see how people have adjusted to some of the things we had success with early in the season. Now we've got to, offset some of the things that we're seeing that are beginning to pop up. And it's not complicated, but we just got to do a better job of figuring out ways to offset what people are doing to take some of our strengths away. And we need to get it done.
Why has it been so hard to get the ball to Rudolph? He seems like a guy with his size, even if he's covered, you should be able to at least try to get the ball to him.
Yeah, we had some things called yesterday that we thought would get the ball to him, and it didn't materialize. The good thing about Kyle's game yesterday, he did a great job in blocking, which really helped set up some of those nice runs that Adrian had. But we do want him included in our pass game. We had some things set up for him. It didn't happen, partially because of coverage, partially sometimes because of rush, and sometimes we just didn't find him. So we want him involved, and we got to figure out a way to get him involved.
Did you get a grade severity with Percy's ankle? Was it high ankle? Was it your typical ankle sprain? What did you?
Yeah, it's not high ankle. They didn't give me a grade on it, but they told me it'd be day-to-day. But no grade, not high ankle, which is good.
Hey, Leslie, as far as Percy goes, too, when he came to the sidelines and was clearly mad about things, how much do you like to see that, and how much do you have to then go talk to him privately and say, I realize you're upset, but you can't be screaming at me on the sidelines. It's not appropriate, really.
Yeah, we have a lot of competitive guys on our team who want to win and want to see things happen for our team, and he's one of them. I appreciate his competitiveness, and there's a way to communicate, and he and I have talked about some of that, and we'll continue to work on that.
Was he upset with Ponder, or was he upset with the play calling, or what was going through his mind?
He just wants to win, and we were struggling with some things, and he had frustration along with a lot of us, because we felt like we could do more than what we did yesterday. And just frustration with our not being successful.
Have you seen specific problems with protection when it comes to picking up blitzes? Is that something you feel needs to be addressed?
They had, I think, maybe one pressure that came, that they were able to get a sack on yesterday, one, maybe two. We had good enough protection on one of them. Christian stepped up, and I think a defensive back fell off and ended up getting a tackle. for the most part, we did a good job against the pressures that they brought yesterday. I don't think it was a major issue for us. We just didn't find a way to complete balls on a consistent basis and, you know, convert some third downs to keep the chains moving, especially in the second half. So the pressures weren't a major factor yesterday.
Whether we're talking about accuracy or comfort in the pocket, are some of the issues that Christian's having the same issues he was having 4 or 5 weeks ago when things first started to go downhill?
I don't know if going back 4 or 5 weeks ago, I think the last couple of weeks there have been some things that have, 2 or 3 weeks that have come up that we need to keep working on, not only with him, but in our entire offense to get better production out of our pass game. He knows there are some things that he needs to improve on, but there are also some things throughout our passing game that we have to get corrected in order to help him be successful. So that'll be the challenge for all of us, Tim, as we prepare for this Detroit game. Because like everybody we're seeing of late, they're going to load the box and dare us to complete balls down the field. So we'll have to do some things to offset that. So it's not just what Christian is doing or not doing, but some of the things that we're doing as a whole.
Specifically when it comes to his accuracy, what have you found? Is the knee an issue there? Because, I mean, he was behind Aroma Shadu on one play. He overthrew Harvin on the bubble screen.
The Aroma Shadu, I think that ball was slightly deflected and ended up, you know, getting behind the receiver. On the bubble screen, I mean, that's one that he completes, you know, you'd like to say 10 out of 10 times, but he didn't that time. He's completed that with high accuracy throughout the season. For whatever reason, the ball sailed on him. Got to get his feet set. Got to make that throw. I mean, he's made that throw. So
is his knee an issue, though?
He hasn't complained about his knee. I don't think it's an issue. Our doctors haven't told me that it's a problem for him, and he hasn't complained about it.
Even when he does get up hobbling around and limping around a couple times.
He did get nicked up a little bit yesterday. Well, there was a moment where he got up a little slow, where we did alert Joe, you know, be ready. But he got through it and went back out there and continued to play.
Time for two more. Even when the protection has been there, does he look comfortable to you back there in the pocket, even when he's rolling out? Or if he does have good protection, does he have happy feet?
There are times where he needs to stay in the pocket a little bit longer. He needs to be patient. And there are other times where he does exactly what we've asked him to do. But there are times, Brian, where for whatever reason, you know, he'll pull it down maybe a second too soon. And, you know, we got to work through that. Just give those routes a chance to uncover.
What's that usually indicative of?
Well, if you're getting a lot of pressure, usually that will create that. You know, you'll start seeing things and when they're not true. But we haven't had consistent pressure. We have had some moments where there has been pressure. But we got to help him. We got to figure out what's creating that when it does happen and help him to get past it.
How much of that is confidence and accuracy, too, maybe having to throw into those tight spaces when they're there?
Well, at our level, I mean, it's not going to be very often guys are going to be completely wide open on a consistent basis. So part of being a good quarterback at our level is throwing into tight windows, and he's capable of doing that. We've all seen him do it, and we just got to consistently do it. Because it's going to be opportunities in this game on Sunday that we'll have to take advantage of. So. All right.